Welcome, everybody, to episode number 24 of the Battered Heat Fans Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Granada, and alongside me, I got three other Battered fans. Let's go from my left to your right. Let's start with Mr. Solana. How are you doing, sir?
I'm ready, man. I'm white, I'm hot, and I'm ready for the playoffs, man. I'm ready for tomorrow night. I'm done with the regular season. Let's talk about some end-of-the-season awards, and let's get that 7 seed tomorrow night so we can play those disgusting, ugly, yucky, New York Knickerbockers.
You know what's funny is that they really think that they have a chance against anybody. Whether it be the Sixers or the Heat, I promise you they're going home in the first round.
Man.
Italy. Italy, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Very busy day, but I'm happy to be with you gentlemen, even though Chris is a Knicks fan. But it's great. It's great to be here. I'm really happy the season's over with. I know we got something going on tomorrow night. Whether we win or lose, it's going to be stressful no matter what. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, the Heat definitely always make it interesting. That's for sure. And Mr. KBD, I'll end it with you, bitch. How you doing?
I am. I'm not white hot. That's number one. And I'll tell
Orange
you this,
guys.
Yes, I'll tell you this much. I think that just like you said, Danny, the Heat definitely find a way to always make things very interesting. So tomorrow, it's gonna be. I'm gonna be glued to the TV, not just because I want to see the Heat against the Knicks, you know, but it's gonna be a hell of a game
for sure. And before we get into it, because the Sixers are hot. Ever since Embiid came back. But before we get into that, I wanted to just go over the season as a whole. We finally came to the end, ended with the record 10 games over 500, 46-36. And I mean, honestly, just the fact that we ended up 10 games over, considering all the injuries, the fact that our team was fully healthy for, I mean, was there any, more than a handful of games that they were all fully healthy? I don't even know. I'd have to go back and check. I think that the fact that they ended up with 10 games over 500, and just a few games out of the fourth and fifth seed, because I understand that we ended up in the eighth seed, but a couple of those close losses go the other way, and all of a sudden, you're maybe one of the top seeds. So the East was it was close all the way through, and I thought the Heat, considering all the injuries, did a decent job. Wasn't pretty, but decent. So let's start with Solana. What did you think about this season as a whole?
Look, man, I said it. From the first show, you know, that we started at, it was finals or bust. And you said it just now. The Heat were not healthy at all almost the entire season. They had stints, you know, missing Jimmy Butler, stints missing Duncan Robinson, stints missing Tyler Hero. The good news is they all three will be available tomorrow night. In, you know, everybody will be available tomorrow night except for Terry Rozier, who stayed back in Miami. Right. Also, Joel Embiid will be available. He practiced today. He's still questionable, but he practiced today. I assume he's going to play. All I can say is I'm proud to be a Heat lifer. I'm proud of the 46-36, and I'm ready to kick some NBA ass.
I want to ask you a question, though, Solana, because in the beginning you said it's finals or bust. But then obviously seeing all of these injuries sort of play out throughout the season, that's got to sort of change the expectation at some point, no? I mean, is it still finals or bust?
Every year with this team,
wow,
it's finals or bust. I think the Heat have enough, you know, on their roster, even without Terry Rozier, to at least get by the Sixers tomorrow night, to get by the Knicks. I believe that Terry will be back at some point in the playoffs. And I do believe he showed over the last few weeks of the season that he could be that missing key piece to the roster in order to, you know, to get above a Celtics team, to get above a Bucks team who, again, you never know what can happen. And you need an extra player like that. We never got to see Rozier, Butler, and Hero play together, you know, after practice. And I see Italy's face right there. He's like stunned because he couldn't even believe it. But yeah, bro, isn't that crazy? We never got to see none of those guys play together.
Honestly, I have so much stress going in tomorrow night. Danny fucked me up yesterday, man. I'm going to be honest. He put all kinds of thoughts in my head. Now I'm like, I don't even know where I'm at. And Danny's like, what did I do? I'm scared about tomorrow night. But I will say this. This team, I mean, I've been a Heat fan since 2000. And it's when I started loving sports and loving the Miami Heat. And I think now, I think everybody – in their game with in the Heat lineup, even the coaching have gotten better and better, but is it going to be enough in the playoffs? Is it going to be enough to get over the hump? Bam's going to really have to step up. Jimmy's going to have to really step up and not lose steam. It's all going to have to come together. Do I believe Terry Rozier is that final piece for this team? Yeah, I do, but it's all got to come together and timing is everything right now. So I am scared about tomorrow night. I think the Heat can do it, but that tomorrow night, man, I mean, Lowry's coming against us, you know, Embiid's back. I know everyone's not worried about Lowry. I get it, but I'm
a little worried. Right, you know, the playoffs work sometimes. Somebody, that revenge game all of a sudden hits you in the playoffs, and that shit hurts.
It's St. Louis Cardinals all over again. I get that. But, like, I'm at that point where I'm just going to take it quarter by quarter tomorrow, man. Quarter by quarter.
Just get past the third quarter.
The third quarter for sure. All right. Well, I guess before we get into this, into this year's playoffs, and then we talk about the season. I just, as far as the season overall, and I know talking about next year is stupid right now, but just real quick,
yeah.
Does a part of you feel like this is the last run for this core team?
Yes.
Because I feel like the Jimmy Butler injuries, Tyler Hero injuries, relying on Bam being the consistent player, but he hasn't necessarily become that face of the team quite yet. Do you think this is the last bit of that core team that's about to make this run? Because, I mean, it makes it even a little more special because I really hope that this core can pull something off. But I don't know how many more times you can limp into the playoffs the way that they did the last 2 years because they just keep making the road harder for themselves. And I understand that once it's in the playoffs, whatever, one series at a time. But, man, in 2022, when they had the first overall seed, like they had the Atlanta Hawks in the first round. Quick. Sixers, I think they were banged up. Quick. And then they finally ran into the Celtics. Like, I wish they could just make their lives a little easier by ending with a better record in the regular season.
Well, and I was going to mention something to that effect right before you got into this topic. So it's beautiful that you segued into it this way because – there's only so much that you can do with culture, right? Culture loses purity at some point, just like that white stuff, okay? And at the end of the day, it's only going to take you so far with the same product, right? I was just thinking of this before you brought it up. At some point, the Heat has to do something in order to alleviate the injuries, in order to alleviate Bam Adebayo. There has to be one or two other pieces, or at least one big fish, as a lot of the Heat fans like to call them, right? Or a big whale. I mean, at some point, something has to give and a move has to be made. Like the Terry Rozier stuff, like it's all cute, but there's got to be a bigger move made next year. And you're right, Danny. We've literally been limping into the playoffs and just literally surviving off of dosages of culture.
Right, and I only bring it up just because I felt like this regular season, again, it just so banged up with injuries and stuff. Like, you kind of hope that with the age of Jimmy Butler, I don't know how long you can rely on him being the cornerstone of the team. Solana, what do you think?
Yeah,
I mean, I was taking a look at the roster right here. So the Heat were in the top 10 in terms of salary at $177 million on the books already for next year, counting, you know, if all the players opt into their contracts. They've got about $180 million on the books. You're talking about a large chunk of change. You know, Tyler Hero is going to be making $29 million. He could be a trade chip. He's played fantastic. He's a former sixth man of the year. Could he be, you know, one of the pieces going out? Absolutely. Duncan Robinson, probably my pick for most improved player of the year. You know, he's got a very friendly contract at $19.4 million with a player option for 25, 26. So, again, you've got these contracts in place that I think you can dangle and get something. You know, additionally, you could do a sign and trade with Caleb Martin. He's got, you know, a $7 million player option. I think he's going to decline that. I think he can make a lot more, probably 12 to 15 on the market the way he's been playing, even though he struggled towards the end of the season. You know, another really big piece towards the end of the season, Haywood Highsmith is a free agent. So there's going to be a lot of roster reshape. And I think we see this every single summer with the Heat. They end up keeping two or three core players. And I think those two or three core players for next year are going to end up being Jimmy, Bam, and Terry Rozier. I think the Heat might take a look, a long, hard look at Hero, a long, hard look at Duncan Robinson. And let's not forget that the Heat also have the next – Struce on the roster, and his name is Cole Swider. So I'm really excited to see what the Heat are going to do next year with, you know, Cole Swider, with Jamal Cain, and with some of these other young guys that they, you know, that they had on their team.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah, go ahead, Italy. Sorry,
that's fine. I agree wholeheartedly with Solana, and I also agree with Danny. This team, it's just not enough to get over the hump anymore. It's not enough to be consistent. And I think Hero and Duncan will be gone next year. I do think Martin's going to decline it. I don't think Highsmith's going to come back. But if they keep Terry Rozier and add a couple more pieces, and especially you could even work with JJJ, you could work with Jovic, there's still a lot to work with, even with people going out, even the young guys that could take over next year and the year after that because of Pat Riley and the scouting. So I'm not really worried about that part, but we definitely need to sign two really good key players to get us over that. That's on kind of the same level with Jimmy.
Let's not read the obituary quite yet, right? We're still in it. The playoffs are just about to start. So if we end up being NBA champs, it doesn't really matter what next year looks like because you're just celebrating this year. So before we get into this playoff run, the regular season, I kind of just wanted to go over a couple of things, see what you guys thought, maybe a couple of awards that we could just dish out, see what you guys think. So I'm going to start off. Who do you think was the MVP of the team this season? I'll go last just because I don't want to take anybody else's. Solana, who do you think was the MVP of the team so far this year?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, the MVP had to be Bam. I mean, he played the most games out of all the players, you know, that I guess were available. He played the most and the best out of everybody else. I also think that, you know, he's probably the defensive anchor for the team. When he's out, I think you can see, you know, this team struggles defensively. They struggle to stay in front of players move the rotation around with how the offense is moving the ball. So I think for me, Bam was the MVP this season.
Italy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree. I think Bam, just the way he's contribute on and off the court with the young guys as well. I think it's very important to get Bam his stars here. So I'm all about Bam right now.
KBD.
I was going to go with Bam, but I don't want to follow the train here. I'm going to go with Duncan Robinson because you could see that as the most valuable player, even when you're not playing, you're valuable. Because if you're losing and you're not playing, that means that as a player, you have a strong, I guess, presence on the team, even when the team isn't doing effectively.
So well, Duncan Robinson played the second most games. So just based off of that, yes. I also agree that he could be considered one of the most valuable.
And then not only that, but you're talking about the sharpshooter of the team where, I mean, this guy literally in the blink of an eye can bring you back from like a 7-point deficit. You know, I don't know if I could be able to name anybody else that can be able to sort of bring you back from a 7-point deficit other than maybe Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. You know, and the only reason that I'm not mentioning Tyler Hero is because Tyler Hero is somewhat inconsistent at times.
Well, he only played half the season.
Yeah, when he plays, it's
yeah. Well, I think Bam is the right choice, especially because he played so many games.
It is.
But I'm gonna go Jimmy because he played 60 games, which is only 11 less than Bam. He led the team in points per game, assists per game, and steals per game. When Jimmy plays, he makes a difference. But again, you just don't know how much you can rely on him. But but I'll go Jimmy just to switch things up. But I can see Bam being the right answer there. So most disappointing player this season. I'm sure we have a few options here. Italy Jet, who is the most disappointing player on the Heat this season for you?
Caleb Martin at times, to be honest, for me. I expected a lot more of him this year, and I know his role kind of was up and down, and I get that when there's a bunch of young guys coming in, the way Spoltra changed the lineups as well. But I, every time when he was out there, especially in the beginning and the middle of the season, always starting to come on maybe a little bit strong at the end here, but I expected a lot more from him, and I was just disappointed with him most of all this season.
Solana.
I mean, I'm going to give you a player who's not even on the roster anymore, but I'm disappointed with Kyle Lowry. He signed a contract, you know, with the Heat. And within that contract, there are certain rules in place in terms of your health and, you know, the size of your waist and how fast you can run a mile. And he did not abide by that contract. So I am really, really upset with that. I thought Kyle Lowry, had he abided by those rules in that contract, had he, you know, sniffed enough of that Heat culture that Chris always loves to hate on, you know, I think he would have been a fantastic player for this team. He's a great leader, a proven champion. Unfortunately, he just didn't have the guts. And you know, Solana has the guts. That's all I got to say.
That's it right there. I mean, look, Solana, I'm going to carry that torch with you, buddy. I'm going with Lowry as well. That's why when you mentioned, the player that you hate the most or whatever, and I was just, oof, I just got punched in the gut, and I don't have a Kyle Lowry gut. So, it hurt a little bit because Kyle Lowry is a player that you kind of expected a little bit more than what he gave to the team. And like you said, Solana, if there's anything that the Heat is really good for, is that they have expectations for a lot of these players. And if you don't meet those expectations, then we got fucking problems. And not only did you not meet expectations, but you kind of like didn't even get close to meeting them.
Nah, he was at Bobby's Steak every week, man.
Yeah, like what are we doing, Kyle Lowry? What the fuck? And then now you're going to screw us over?
Now he went back, and now he's literally just scarfing down Geno's and Pat's like Kobayashi does with the hot dogs on the 4th of July. And now he's gonna end up hitting 20 points against us tomorrow. I know that's what's gonna end up happening. He's gonna go 7 for 9 on threes, and then after he's gonna go to Geno's and have another, you know, cheesesteak with that funny cheese twist. It just happens.
Yeah, for sure that's happening. And just to put out a new name, I'm gonna go Haywood Highsmith. I predicted that he would be eventually power forward. All he needed to do was consistently knock down that three, and he just wasn't able to come around with it. Defensively, he's still a great defensive player, long, athletic, but just offensively, you just can't have him out there too long. So to me, I think that was the most disappointing player. And then let's end it real quick with biggest surprise of the season. I'll start with this one. Nikolaj Jovic. Everybody was hyped about him. And, I mean, he had a couple opportunities, didn't pan out. But then in February, was it, where we had a couple more injuries, then him and Jaime started running on the fast breaks and transition offense. And all of a sudden, he just became a consistent starter. So I think I'm going to go Nikolaj Jovic, finally coming through like we were hoping that he eventually would. Solana, I'll let you go next while Italy thinks of another one, because it looks like he's trying to think of another one.
I'm going to go Duncan Robinson. I know he was Chris's MVP, but to me, he was, you know, to me, the most improved player, I guess the biggest surprise. Why? He had a down year last year after signing such a big contract. Yes. And he just didn't meet to those expectations. He hit the gym this summer, you know, one hand on the rope, snorted the culture, came back, had an insane two-man game with Bam Adebayo. Probably the best 100%. Two-man game on the team other than Tyler Hero when he's healthy. Not backdoor only cuts. He found another way to impact the game with the backdoor cuts. He found another way to impact the game with his passing ability. His passing ability much improved. And then again, he was a deadly, deadly shooter. You know, again, showing why he needs to be in the starting lineup to be able to spread the floor.
And I'm going to carry that torch as well with you, Solana, because I'm going to say the same thing. Duncan Robinson, just like you mentioned, not only did he take his not meeting expectations last year to increase his level, but he sort of maintained his shooting ability and added on different caveats to his game in order to help the team get better. So, I mean, well, who else can you pick other than Duncan Robinson when you're talking about most improved player? Like, legitimately improving in every facet.
Not improved. I said surprise, but improved works also. But I'm kind of wondering. I think I know where Italy Jet's going to go with this. Italy, where are you going with the most surprising player this season?
Are you trying to get me to say Kevin Love?
No, no. No.
No. JJJ?
Yep, that's what I figured you were going to go. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, he's everything as advertised. What can you say? He's everything that snorts out the culture. He's everything when it comes to Jimmy with the great partner. I think he is just going to be a very special player in the future. And he just embraced Miami. And also, I just think if he could work on his defense, he could become a complete player because he's great on the offense. The way he takes it to the town, takes it downtown in everything. I think he's going to be special in the future.
Yeah, I want to say one thing, though. I want to take back my MVP vote. I was thinking about it while, you know, we were talking through the other three categories. And I don't think the MVP was Bam. I want to go back and I want to say the MVP was the Miami Heat scouting team, because the fact that they got JJJ, you know, where they did, and nobody really knew who he was and how fantastic he played. And he's now under contract for the next 3 years at an extremely cheap price. I mean, he makes Tyler Hero somewhat, expendable.
Expendable.
Because he can take over that role. Maybe he doesn't hit that three as consistently as Tyler, but, man, he's a big 2-3 that can cover, and he can take over the game. So, shout out to the Heat's, scouting team and to Andy Ellisberg and Pat Riley, who probably, spent a lot of time looking at that pick.
Could you imagine Terry Rozier? You got Triple J, Jimmy Bam. Butler, Bam, and then you have space for one more possibly big contract. I mean, that's a nice starting lineup right there.
I love it.
All right.
I love it.
So this season go ahead.
Wait, just real quick before you move on. Not only do I see Tyler Hero getting moved because there's a possibility that JJJ might snort enough culture to be a 2.0 of Tyler Hero, but then you have a sexy contract with Caleb that you can be able to move as well. He's going to get something somewhere. Some teams are going to look at him as a sexy, sexy acquisition. So I think those are two players that we might be seeing out of here at some point. Go ahead, Danny.
Well, the season's over, so let's move on to the play-in. Unfortunately, second year in a row, and last year it didn't go so well because they had the play-in 7-8 game. They lost. And it was the first team in history to lose a home playing game. Then they went ahead and they beat Chicago to go into the eighth seed. And we know how the rest played out, went to the NBA Finals. We're hoping that we don't have to play that game on Friday. We want to finish things off against Philadelphia in Philadelphia because we want the stinking Knicks. And that's fingers crossed that that's how we do it. But I want to just preview real quick the game because Joel Embiid came back. And before he sat out, they'd won 8 games in a row. Tyrese Maxey has been a Miami Heat killer this season.
Right.
He's been shooting lights out against the Heat. So I want to know what you guys think about this game and what your predictions are for the game, because Tyrese Maxey, I mean, in my opinion, now that we know that Terry Rozier isn't playing, I think Caleb Martin has to start because he needs to guard Tyrese Maxey. Because I don't know what other answer we have outside of Jimmy Butler, but having Jimmy Butler guard him all game long is going to get Jimmy Butler tired, and you need him on offense also. So I think Caleb Martin's going to have to get that start. Solana, what do you think about tomorrow night's game?
I think Philly should be worried, man. When you hear Eric Spoelstra say that he's looking forward to it, it's going to be a great environment. Philly's been playing fantastic recently, so we know what to expect up there. It should be a lot of fun. You know, Eric Spoelstra has been game planning. So, look, I'm usually a little iffy going into Philadelphia because I've had some terrible, terrible experiences at the Comcast Center. But, you know, I was looking at some stats here. The stats say, you know, the Heat win 47% of the time in Philadelphia, which is kind of surprising. So I'm going to predict that the Heat destroy the 76ers tomorrow. I say like they win by like 35 points. They go on like one of those crazy three-pointers, shoot 60%, and they will indeed play the New York Knickerbockers, which I don't even know what the fuck a Knickerbocker is, but they will play the New York Knickerbockers in the 2024 NBA playoffs.
Just so you know, it's those stupid pants that they used to wear back in the old school days. They're like capris.
I mean, just call them the New York pants.
Right.
Just call them the New York pants.
Capris. Call them the New York capris is what they are.
Our pants are Knickerbockers.
They're capris. Over there. Italy, what are we thinking about tomorrow night against Philly? By the way, Solana, I think that you're not. Yeah, I don't think you're sniffing culture. I think you're literally sniffing cocaine.
This guy,
you are literally sniffing cocaine.
That's what exactly I was gonna say. I think he's on a whole nother level of culture over here. No, it's gonna go to overtime. This is gonna be a tight game. They're on a high streak.
Overtime.
We're going overtime, and I think we're gonna win in overtime.
Put the house on it.
Yeah, this is going to be a playoff environment. This is going to be what it's all about. And I think Jimmy Butler's not going to mess around in overtime. That's why I think this is going to go to overtime and we're going to win it.
Chris.
You know, I was looking at their matchups and I see that because you mentioned 47% Solana. And I think we played them four times this year.
Yep.
Two and two. We won the first two. Back in December and in February, and then we lost last two.
That Christmas Day one, Joel Embiid didn't play, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a short. We only won by 6 points, and then the last two we lost, but we lost by seven and then by four. So it's not like we struggled against them. I want to say, so I do think it's going to be competitive. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I mean, 35 points. We're talking about 35 pounds of culture you just went through right now. I mean,
let's not forget when the Heat clinched their first, you know, the Heat clinched their first championship against the Oklahoma City Thunder. It was Mike Miller that hit, if I'm not mistaken, seven of eight threes, and the Heat destroyed them by 30-something points. So I think this is one of those games. Yeah, but this is one of those games where – I just think somebody's going to get blown out. Either the Heat are going to get blown out or Sixers are going to get blown out. And I'm not counting out the Heat. Like I said, I got the guts.
But Jesus, one thing is not counting them out. Another thing is predicting a 35-point win.
Not only do you have the guts, but you got the kilos for sure. Mitch is here chiming into the chat saying, Spo masterclass for tomorrow. Frankenstein lineups and all. Let's go Heat. And
I'm going to tell
you. I do see a win, but I don't see a blowout. And I don't see overtime.
Joel Embiid didn't play in any of those two Heat wins. But I'll counter that with the fact that Jimmy Butler also didn't play in any, I believe, of those losses where we lost to the Sixers. I'd have to check that last one. But that first Sixers loss, I'll check the second one. Jimmy Butler didn't play. So
Jimmy Butler gets gassed up playing against the Sixers.
Oh, yeah. He's upset. Up. And I promise you, at some point, if he does something big, he's going to say, you chose Tobias Harris over me? Because he wanted to stay in Philly. But Philly chose to keep Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler. And I promise you, they regret it after they seen the Jimmy Butler on the Heat era.
Jimmy Butler played the fourth game, and he had 20. He had 20 points. He played almost 40 minutes. So he had 20 points. Rozier had 22 and Bam had 14 in that last game.
And that's the game we should have won. And that they had that crazy comeback, right?
That's the game that I think that Duncan Robinson had an issue with Tyrese Maxey or something. Was it something like that? Or I don't know. That was against the Celtics. But
When they went on that crazy run.
He had a good game. Yeah. It was a weird game. You know, the Heat ended up shooting 41%. They ended up shooting almost 47%. So, super weird game. They went, you know, the Heat went on a crazy run in the third quarter, and then Philly ended up coming back and winning in the fourth. So,
yeah,
look, Tyrese had 37 that game. So I think Spo was going to game plan to try and stop Tyrese. And I think if you can stop Tyrese, I think you essentially stop Philly.
Yeah, because Joel Embiid, even though he's back, he's not 100% Joel Embiid just quite yet. So I think you stop Tyrese, you have a great chance. That's why I said I think Caleb Martin needs to start. Caleb Martin, I think, needs to start.
I agree with you.
Put him on Tyrese Maxey for the first quarter, first half, and then let Jimmy Butler take over maybe later on. But somebody needs to stop Tyrese. If they can stop Maxey, because he has – when I say he's been a Heat killer, the numbers he's been putting up this season against the Heat have been ridiculous.
Yeah, he's averaged 33 points in the last three games against the Heat.
Can you tell me what his three-point percentage was in those games? Because I think it was pretty high up there also.
I can. So in the last game where he scored 37 against the Heat, he was 5-for-14 on threes. About 30%. In the seven-point win where he had 30, Tyrese Maxey was 3-for-10 on three. So where he's doing a lot of his damage is at the free throw line. He was 5-for-5. At the free throw line in that game. And then in the other game where he had 30 as well, that second game where the Heat ended up winning, that game he went 2-for-7, but he was 4-for-4 from the line. So, I mean, overall.
Wow, I thought that he was doing better from 3-for against us. Okay.
I did too, but it doesn't look like that to be the case. It just looks like he's just got a rocket up his ass, man, and he just flies, man. Nobody can guard him. It's crazy.
I think nobody has benefited from a James Harden trade more than Tyrese Maxey, because James Harden was holding him back. And James Harden leaving really helped him out.
I beg to differ. I think the L.A. strip clubs are doing very handsomely now that he's over in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
you have a great point. The only strip clubs that would have benefited more are Atlanta and Miami. All right. I'm going to tell you, as much as I want to, because I want to play the Knicks so badly in the first round, I don't see the Heat pulling it off in Philadelphia. I unfortunately think that Joel Embiid will have himself a decent game, and Tyrese Maxey will find his points. I think it'll be a close game, though. I definitely don't see a blowout, but I think the Sixers win a close game. It'll be close in the fourth quarter. And I say we lose by, like, I don't know, like 5 or 6 points. And it'll be Friday here in Miami, hosting either Atlanta or Chicago, probably Chicago. And I'll see if Solana's trying to sell those tickets, because go see a play-in game. But, yeah, that's what I think. I think on Friday we'll be talking play-in again against the Chicago Bulls, just like we did last year. Oh, all right. So I guess that's about it. Decent season, considering all the injuries, play-in tournament. Hopefully we play the Knicks. Hopefully we make a long run. But it is what it is. Heat culture carries you through. Any final words, guys? Solana, any final words?
I just want to say thank you to everybody who stuck with us throughout the whole season. And thank you to you guys for putting this together. It's been a fun season. Can't wait for next season. Hopefully we have some more fun in the chat. And, dude, I honestly want to do some watch parties if we can. Some away watch parties for some of these games. It would be fun to get some of the Batter fans out there with us.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, man. I think
it'd be a fucking blast. But we may not score 100. I want to be positive. More than anything, because I really don't give a fuck about the 7th or 8th seed. But the fact that it's against the Knicks, that's why I'm praying that we win.
You want me to give you the final score?
Do it.
123-95. Heat.
I don't know what I'll give you if you're on the money with that. I'll think of something really nice to get you, though, because that would be something. Could you imagine he's off by like 1 point? It'd be like 122.95. Italy, final words.
I mean, shout out to the Batter Heat Network. I mean, all four of us have a great time every time we do this. Great connections all around. Definitely have secured some memorabilia for giveaways in the future, so can't wait for that. Definitely love to do some watch parties, Solana. I'm with you on that. And shout out to Tyler Johnson, wherever the hell you're at, and go Heat tomorrow. Ooh,
Tyler Johnson, yuck. Worst contract of all time. KBD.
Listen, I love the show. I love the Battered Heat podcast. It is awesome. But Mitch, let me give you a message. Bing bong, bitch.
Fuck you with that bing bong shit. That's the pants, corniest bro, thing.
Pants. Pants. Capris, hey, my team's in New York pants. Nice.
All right. Well, that's it. I want to say that wraps up the season, but it wraps up the regular season more than anything. We still got the playoffs, and hopefully it's a long run like last year. Because I remember Solana and I were talking a lot last year during the playoffs. We're like, damn, I wish we would have started the show already, because it would have been really cool to be talking about this. Could you imagine talking about those post games after those Jimmy performances or after knocking out the Knicks in six? That would have been fun. That would have been fun. All right, if you are listening on audio, we appreciate you listening all the way to the end. Please leave us 5 stars, comment, review, all that good stuff. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for watching all the way to the end. Please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends. And if you are part of the chat, we appreciate you hanging out with us. And we'll be back on Thursday to talk about the previous game and hopefully to be previewing us against the bitch-ass Knicks over the weekend. So let's see if that's what we got going on Thursday. But regardless, we'll be here on Thursday at 10 o'clock. So until the next one, have a good one.
Have the guts.
Bimbo Coles.